Hello, BCT listeners. Welcome to another edition of A Guide to Windows Vista. In this edition, I'm going to talk about using Windows Vista for the first time. What I want to do is I will cover everything that you can expect when you turn on your computer, such as desktop, start menu, taskbar, system tray, sidebar, and if I have time, I'll show you Welcome Center. And I will try to show you Windows Explorer as well. So what we're going to do now is I will start laptop computer. Just to let you know, I'm using the keyboard that came with the desktop to control the desktop, which is a recording studio, and the Kensington USB keyboard to control the laptop. When Windows Vista starts, you should hear two sounds. The first one is the startup, and the second one is the logon sound. After a few moments, you should hear them. And now it's about the time. And yes, these two, the first one is Windows startup and second one was Windows logon sound. What Microsoft has done is they have changed the behavior so Windows loads first followed by logon screen. So that's quite a change. After a few moments, JAWS should start. I'm using ADO.
JAWS for Windows is ready, beta release.
Public beta.
Start button to open. Press enter.
In this podcast, for about 90% of the time, I'm going to use JAWS for Windows, and for about 10%, I'm going to use WindowWise because there are some items that JAWS does not recognize, which include user account control and Windows sidebar. One of the notable changes in Windows Vista is redesigned start menu, which is in fact an XP start menu with search box on it. The all program start menu has also changed as well as power options. I'm going to cover these right now. Just like any version of Windows, after Windows 95, we'll press Windows key to open start menu. I'll do it now.
Menu, edit, start, search, edit. To move through items, press up or down arrow.
Start search edit box. We're now in the search field. What you can search is a word or a phrase in a file. You can search for files, folders, programs, and even open a website from here. So what I'm going to briefly demonstrate is opening a program. So if I type, for example, power options, it should open Power Options dialog, at least, that's what I call it, in Control Panel.
Leaving menus. Power Options require a password on Wake Up Link.
Yeah, it says require password on Wake Up. And the title bar says
Power Options.
It says Power Options. We're now on the correct program. Browse a result of a search, you will press Control down arrow. I'll do it again. I'll press Windows key to open start.
Menu, edit, start, search, edit.
Now I'm going to search Welcome Center. Now press Control down arrow to read the result.
Braille note PKM, chapter. Read BCT Windows Vista podcast. Read. See all results. Search the internet. Welcome Center, 1 of 18. Braille note P. Welcome Center, 1 of 18.
Yeah. That is the quick way to browse the search results. If you found the correct term that you're looking for, such as Welcome Center in my case, you press Enter to open the query result. To exit out of here, you will press escape and insert tab.
To move through items, press start search. Internet, edit start search edit.
It has some focus issues. You have to press down arrow and up arrow once each time to move the focus back to search box. If start menu has search capabilities, what about all programs start menu? To open all programs, you press up arrow from the search box, and it'll say
all programs sub menu A.
It'll say all programs sub menu. To open this item, you press enter or right arrow.
Adobe Reader 8, 1 of 30 A.
We have the 30 items, the top tree view, and Adobe Reader is one of them. The first item navigation still works just like any version of Windows. I'll press down arrow to move through these items just to show you what I have.
Default programs: DFX for Winamp, Internet Explorer, Korea Media Player Center, Korea Messenger Center, Windows Cap, Windows Con, Windows Def, Windows Dev, Windows Live Messenger, Windows Mail, Windows Media Center, Windows Meet, Windows Movie, Windows Photo, Windows Update, Accessories Closed.
Okay, Accessories Closed. This used to be Accessories submenu. So,
Notepad 2, 6, Leaving Menus.
I pressed the wrong key. Yeah, this is Accessories
Windows
Closed.
Internet Explorer.
And to open a closed
Windows Live
item,
Messenger.
You press right arrow. I'll do that again because I have inadvertently exited out of start menu.
Menu, all pro, Windows lock, accessories closed, accessories open, 17 items.
There we go, it's now opened. I'll press down arrow to move these items.
Calculator 2, 1 of 17, command prompt, connect to a network projector.
And to close this, you have to go back to accessories opened, and you have to press left arrow to close it.
Accessories open, 17 items.
There we go. And press left arrow to close it.
Accessories closed, 18 of 30.
To exit out of all programs, you press escape.
Edit start search edit.
There we go. We're now back at the search box. Another feature that is new is this new shutdown and power options. So I'll press right arrow to go through these.
Leaving menus, start menu to activate, press the space bar, keeps your session in memory and put.
And actually it is a
sleep
icon. To the right is
lock this computer. Shut down to activate, press the space bar. New menu, shut down to move through items, press up or down arrow.
Okay, shutdown option is still here. So if you press start menu, Windows key, and to the, if you go to the right three times, you would land at power menu. I'll press down arrow.
Switch user, W, switch users without closing programs. Log off, L, log O, restart, R, sleep, S, shutdown, U.
There we go, I'm back at shutdown. Just before I landed at shutdown, you heard there was a new item called sleep. This is essentially a combination of standby and hibernation. What we'll do is it will save the RAM content onto RAM itself and then move the content to the hard disk, typically about after 1 or 2 hours. So I'll press escape.
Leaving menus, toolbar to activate, press the space bar. Power options. Desktop.
I've just shut down power options because we don't need it anymore. The next features may be similar to all of you who are using Windows. I'll press
start button to open, press enter. Running applications taskbar.
But now the taskbar, if there were any programs, it would show us icons for it. Because I'm using JAWS for Windows from system tray, there's none. I'll press tab twice because the next time I press it,
notification chevron button to activate, press spacebar.
Oh, we don't need to press tab twice. So we're now at the notification icon. The system tray has changed. they are divided into two sections. The first one is the usual notification. You can access it with Insert F11 or similar key in the window-wise. This houses the usual notification icons such as security alerts, virus scan, and other features that you can access with the selected system tray icon and dialog. The next section is system tray option. It's a system notification option. There are four default items, which I'm going to talk about in the later podcasts as I just tell you all about customizing your computer through a redesigned control panel. I'll press right arrow now to move through these items real quickly.
System tray window security alerts button. Complete test button. AVG free edition control center button. System tray fully charged 100% button to move between the button.
Okay, these are one of the four options. There are power options, volume control, network and sharing center, and clock. So these are the four default options that will appear in this section. And if I press tab again.
Desktop, folder view, list view, not selected user, 1 of 12.
We're now back at the familiar desktop. When I talk about Windows Explorer, I'm going to talk about icon changes, but I'll briefly tell you that you heard user 1 of 12. This used to be my document. If I press down arrow.
Computer, shows the disk drives and hardware connected to this computer.
Computer, this used to be my computer. And as I mentioned, when I talk about Windows Explorer, I will talk about icon changes, such as change from my computer to computer, my documents to just documents, etc. One of the features that are introduced with Windows Vista is that Microsoft has put a nice welcome center. The Welcome Center is the one-stop center, I would say, location, where you can view your computer details and learn more about Windows. So what I'm going to do is press Windows key and
menu.
Type for Welcome Center.
Braille Note P, Welcome Center, 1 of 18. Leaving menus. Windows Explorer. Folder view, list view, not selected view, computer details, 1 of 21.
Okay, we're now in the list view of the all the items that you can use. I'm going to describe them in a moment. But for that, by default, Welcome Center presents some kind of a detailed view. So what I'm going to do is press Alt V to go to view and change it temporarily to list view or lists, as I say. And while I'm doing so, you would hear some familiar sounds.
Menu status, leaving menus, welcome center, folder view, list view.
That's because I'm using PacMate sounds. So I'll press home.
View computer to details, view information about your computer, including the model, manufacturer, processor, memory, and Windows Vista edition.
This is useful for to find out more about Windows version that you have and processor and a RAM amount, and which also leads to your advanced settings, which is a newly revised system dialog. I'll press down arrow to move the cursor to the next item.
Transfer files and settings. Use Windows Easy Transfer to move files and settings from one computer to another.
If you have an older version of Windows, you can copy the settings that you have on there and copy it to Vista. So this is a pretty good choice if you're going to restore your old settings.
Add new users. Add user accounts to your computer.
This opens the user accounts dialog where you can add users.
Connect to the internet. Get assistance with setting up a connection to the internet.
This opens network and sharing center where you can view all about networking and to set up a workgroup or domain. If you have a Windows Vista Business, Enterprise, or Ultimate, and to help you connect to internet.
Windows Ultimate Extras, get programs, services, and content unique to owners of Windows Vista Ultimate.
This is only available with Windows Vista Ultimate. This is an update where you can load the Ultimate Extra onto your computer and use it. This is like add-on to Windows Update. There are currently multilingual user interface where you can install more than one language on your computer and edit and view the language. Currently, I have Korean language installed. Then we have Texas Hold'em, which is a poker game, which I believe Jonathan Mosen once did in his The Mosen Explosion podcast. The next one is BitBlocker, which requires a trusted platform module, which is a security chip that is built inside the computer. And what you can do is you can secure your computer from unauthorized users by storing a security key on the module itself. And the next one is Dream Scene, which allows your desktop to come alive with live videos. Next.
What's new in Windows Vista? Discover new features that can help you be more productive, stay safe, and have fun.
Yes, this opens what's new, which is pretty useful if you want to find out more about Windows Vista and how to use it, and to learn more about new features.
Personalize Windows, change your desktop background, change your screensaver, and add another monitor.
Okay, personalize your computer. This opens a personalization window, which, among other things, contains all the items that were found separately in control panel in previous version of Windows, such as display, theme, and sounds and other items. This is a one-stop location where you can customize everything that you want to customize on your computer, such as what sounds to play, themes and colors to use, desktop background and desktop icons, etc.
Register Windows Online. Register Windows Online to get more value and benefits, including the latest tips and tools.
If you need to, you can register online, but it requires a Windows Live ID. If you have an MSN ID, that you can use it. If you don't, you can create one.
Windows Media Center. Set up Windows Media Center so you can watch television and DVDs, listen to music, and experience the latest online.
This is only available in Home Premium and Ultimate, which I won't talk about in the media features.
Windows Basics. Learn the basics of using Windows, including how to use the mouse and keyboard, and how to work with files and folders.
This opens the basics in Windows under Help and Support Center, which is useful if you're just a new user of Windows and want to find out more about using features like keyboard, mouse, and other fun stuff.
Ease of Access Center. Make your computer easier to see, hear, and use.
Ease of Access Center. This is equivalent to Utility Manager that's found in previous version of Windows, which I'll demonstrate it in a future podcast.
Backup and Restore Center. Save copies of your files to a CD, DVD, hard disk, or USB flash drive.
Backup and Restore Center, you can open this item to backup individual files, or if you have a sufficient space in your external media, you can perform Windows Complete PC backup, which I'm going to show you how to do it in the maintenance section.
Windows Vista Demos. Watch video demos to learn how to get started with Windows Vista.
Not useful, but if you have a sighted user, you can press enter this item and go through demonstration videos on Windows Vista.
Control panel. Use control panel to add, remove, or change something on your computer.
Which is a bit misleading. Control panel, it'll open the usual control panel that is also found in previous version of Windows, which I want to talk about it when I talk about setting up my computer.
Go online to learn about Windows Live. Learn about Windows Live, an innovative set of products and services that brings your online world together.
This is a service offered by Microsoft. Where you find out information about various features that are new to Windows, and to customize your computer. You can learn more about that at Windows Live, which has a link in Windows Internet Explorer 7.0. This service is useful if you want to maximize your Vista experience. If you don't want to do it, then that's fine.
Go online to find it fast with Windows Live. Search your way. Get all the search tools you need in one place with Windows.
Okay, this is the third section of Windows Live.
Go online to help protect your PC with Windows Live.
Again, this is a help protection security in Windows Live.
Go online to Windows Marketplace,
where you can buy things like computers and Windows versions, etc. Microsoft offers a downloadable version of Windows Vista, any version, Home Basic, Home Premium, Business, and Ultimate. You can just download the version and install it, but you have to pay it, of course, pay for it.
Go online to connect and share with Windows Live.
This is a sharing service in Windows Live.
Go online to find more ways to help protect your PC.
Same thing as a help protect my PC with Windows Live.
Sign up online for technical support.
You can do that if you wish to, but this requires a Windows Live ID, just like registration. So that's it with Windows Vista's Welcome Center. My recommendation is that you enable Welcome Center during startup for about a week or so. If you are sufficient enough to use Windows Vista comfortably, then you can disable Welcome Center from showing anymore. And I want to describe how to do it when I talk about Control Panel. I'll press Alt+F4 to exit out of here.
Desktop.
There we go. Well, not desktop. The next feature that I'm going to show you is Windows Sidebar. Windows Sidebar is a new panel on the right side of the screen where you can place what's called gadgets. A gadget is a mini application that is designed to do one thing that is supposed to do, such as giving you support on a sport and giving you stocks and weather reports. Because JAWS does not support Sidebar at this point, it may support in the future. What I will do is I will pause this recording and resume it when I start WindowWise. Okay, we have WindowWise running with familiar desktop speech. To start Sidebar, you will press Windows space.
Windows Sidebar. Sidebar.
And to move between gadget to gadget, you will press Windows key plus G. There's no gadget open at this point. To open any gadget when no gadget is running, I'll press application key to open context menu.
Context menu. Close side for C.
Oh, actually down here.
Bring gadgets to front B. Add gadgets.
Enter on add gadgets and you can see the number of gadgets that are installed by default. They are 11 items.
Menu closed. Gadget gallery, add gadget dialog, window, button, calendar, button.
Okay, you have to distribute up gadgets. So if I want to start CPU meter, for example, I would right arrow to
clock, context, CPU meter, button.
Press space on CPU meter and it should start.
Space. CPU usage 53, edit box random access memory RAM 53, edit box button.
Okay, the CPU meter is on. WindowWise read the whole information in browse mode.
Top.
I've just pressed Control Home to move to the top. So if you want to navigate between gadgets, you will press Windows G. I'm going to show you when I open one more gadget. I press down arrow to read what's there.
CPU usage 53, edit box.
53%.
Random access memory RAM 53 edit box.
53% actually. This is reflected in task manager and system information. Okay, I'll press Windows space to go back to sidebar.
Sidebar.
Now open another gadget.
Bring gadget, add gadget, CPU meter, button.
I'll say I'll open weather.
Current, no, pick, slot, start, weather.
So I'll press space and weather button and...
Space. Weather.
Okay, weather is open.
Four links.
Talk. And actually you have to press tab once to go to the main window itself. So I'll press down arrow to read the weather information.
50. Redmond, wah. Cloudy. Cloudy. Link Redmond, wah. Cloudy. 50. 57. 41. Link Monday. Link Tuesday. Link Wednesday. Forca. 58. 37. Sprinkles. 50. 38. Sprinkle. 50. 39. Sprinkles. Cloudy.
Okay, this is showing me weather report for Redmond, Washington, which is a Microsoft headquarters. So right now I'm going to press Windows G again.
Weather. CPU meter.
We're now focused on CPU meter. I'll press Windows G again.
Weather. CPU meter.
This is a useful command to move between gadgets. If you want to put the gadgets to the background, we press Windows Shift G.
Weather.
The weather is now focused on it. CPU meter is now moved to background. Some gadgets have options of their own, and some does not. So for example, weather has options while CPU meter does not. CPU meter is used to provide information about CPU usage. But weather, you can customize it to show what CD that you're looking for. So I'll press context menu.
Context menu.
Application key and down arrow until I hear options.
Add gadget. Detach from move M.
Yeah. Detach and move. These are similar items. You can detach a gadget from the sidebar to move to a desktop.
Opacity I pull down.
This used to have to control the size. I don't know.
Options O.
This is where you can customize sidebar, especially gadgets. I'll press enter on that.
Menu closed. Four links. Cloudy button. Sprinkles. Cloudy. No link or control. Button. Top.
I don't know what's going on, but it did not land on options for some reason.
Top. Random access memory RAM. Weather.
I don't know what's going on, but the options is not visible at this point. To close a gadget, you press context key again.
Edit box. Picture. Link. What? No link or control. Search for location. Edit box.
Oh, there we go. Now the option is present.
No link or control.
Now it says search for location.
Link to mouse up search button. Search top. Current location.
Oh yeah, there we go. There's the options. You have to press Windows G to move back to weather and change that. It's quite a tricky to do it. I'll press down arrow to read through the screen.
Redmond, wah. Search for location edit box. Link to mouse up search button. Show temperature in. Radio button check Fahrenheit. Fahrenheit. Radio button uncheck Celsius. Celsius. Button.
Okay, these are the options that I have
top.
For...
Search for location, edit box.
For weather. So if I want to search for Los Angeles, I would type...
No link. Browse off. Edit.
Los
A-N-G-E. Picture. Edit box.
Actually, I missed that.
L. A-N-G-E-L-E-L. C A
and I'll press enter, I believe.
picture. Look, Los Angeles, California. Look, East Los Angeles, California.
It came up with some results that I searched for.
Los Angeles County, Los Angeles County, Los Angeles International Airport, Los Angeles Metropolitan Area, California, Los Angeles Urban Area, Los Angeles County Museum of Alcohol de Los Gazules.
Okay, these are the options that I have.
Los Angeles, California.
I'll press enter on one of the items.
Weather settings. Edit box.
What is this?
Weather settings. Edit box. Picture. Link. Fahrenheit. Weather settings.
So this is how to configure some items on sidebar.
Top. Random X.
I'm back at the CPU menu. I'll press Windows G again.
Weather. Top. 55. Los Angeles. Ka.
Okay, there we go. Now we're back at the weather with the location updated to reflect Los Angeles, California.
Cloudy. Link Los Angeles. Ka. Cloudy.
And to close a gadget, I'll press
context menu. Close gadget C. Options. Close gadget C.
Yeah, that's the option that you want to use to close a gadget. I'll press enter to close this gadget.
Sidebar.
To close sidebar, you will press Alt+F4 and sidebar.
Gadget gallery. Weather. Button. Look. Edit box. Search. Weather.
We're now back at the add gadgets. I'll press Alt+F4 to exit.
Sidebar. Window eyes.
Actually, what happened was that I had to close the CPU meter as well. So this is a sidebar that is new to Windows Vista. And there's a way to enable disable sidebar and to move the sidebar location either to the left or to the right of screen, and whether to have sidebar visible at all times on top of other windows. The last thing that I'm going to show you is Windows Explorer, which has changed. The Windows Explorer is no longer integrated to Internet Explorer because Microsoft says it's due to security, probably to block hijacking viruses, which hijacks one PC to launch itself and open another website that user does not want to open. And I will show you in detail when I open Internet Explorer and I discuss Internet Explorer in a separate podcast. So what I'm going to do is I'll press Windows E to move to Explorer.
Windows Explorer. Local disk C. 1 of 2.
I'm still using Windows for a moment for convenience. And I'll press Tab to move around the Windows Explorer. And you should see new toolbars and command bars.
Name.
This is a way of stacking or organizing your files and folders. You can organize your list by name and author, tag, and a date. I'll press Tab again.
Desktop. Split button.
This is a breadcrumb navigation system. So,
computer. Split button. Desktop. Split button.
A breadcrumb navigation is a navigation technique where you can click on a portion of a web page to move to a specific location. For example, right now I have desktop, split button, and computer, which is a part of the address bar, which I'm going to try in opening it.
Computer, split button, desktop, space, display test configuration C, button, display test configuration C, computer, combo, edit box, address D, computer.
It now opened the address bar for some reason.
Edit box. Search. Desk. Name. Desktop. Split. DVDRW drive D. Name. Desktop. Edit box. Computer. Desktop. Combo. Edit box.
Yeah, for so whatever reason it opens address bar. I'll press tab.
Edit or document. Name. Desktop. Split.
Again, the breadcrumb.
Edit box. Search.
You can search for anything that you want to search. And this is a search box that is present in Windows Explorer. I'm going to show you how to search for files and folders later.
Organize button. Views. Split. System property. An installer change. Map network drive. Open control panel. Help. Organize.
This is the command bar, I believe, the toolbar that is introduced with Windows Vista. And you can press left or right arrow to move through these toolbar. These changes, depending on the content of the folder. I'll press tab.
Documents.
It is a link to favorites folders such as documents, pictures, music, and others.
Collapse folders button. Computer expanded. Two items. Collapse folders button.
Yeah, collapse button. So if you've been using Windows XP or Windows Explorer, there was the familiar close button.
And collapse folder.
Collapse folders.
Space. Expand folders. Button. Local disk C.
And you should close the tree view as it did. So this is the overview of what is actually on there with Windows Explorer. The thing that I'm going to do is I'll try and do my best to show you how to
name
use search feature.
Desktop. Edit box. Search.
So if I want to find out more information, actually not that. So if I want to search for, let's say, Pacmate.
PACMMATE. Pacmate desktop. Date modified. Negatives about Pacmate.rtf. Real no PKM power user. Chapter PP6.
Yep, so that displays the relevant results according to your search. So I've searched for Pacmate and it shows me negatives about Pacmate, Pacmate desktop, and others. So this is how to search. So if you have come up with the results, you can just press enter to open it. This implements a search as you type, which is a technology where if you search for something, it will automatically display the results. And this also applies to the start menu as well. So this is pretty much what's new with Windows Explorer in Windows Vista. And this has been the content for this edition of A Guide to Windows Vista. So if you want to contact me, you can contact me in various ways. You can contact me by email at Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, underscore, L-E-E, 22590 at yahoo.com. You can also use Joseph, J-O-I-C-P-H dot Lee, L-E-E, 22590 at gmail, gmail.com, or Joseph dot Lee, 22590 at blindsea, blindsea.com. So, see you soon with the next edition of a guide to Windows Vista.